Here's a word to meditate on and to be in prayer for more revelation about. I'm in the book of Mark, reading chapter 11, verse 23 and 24. Continuing from last week, hear the word of God. Yeshua said, "Truly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, 'Be taken up and cast into the sea,' and does not doubt in his heart, but believes in that what he says is going to happen, it will be granted to him. Therefore I say to you, all things which you pray and ask, believe that you've received them, and they will be granted to you." The power of faith. You see, we should be on guard against doubt. We have to warfare into faith. It's like swimming up a river. You see this river behind me. Well, believing is like paddling against the current, against the flow of the stream. Because to doubt takes no effort, but to believe takes kavanah, it takes focus, it takes purpose. But believing, beloved, is instrumental if we're going to see momentum in our life into the glory of God. Jesus said, "Believe and you shall see the glory of God." What should we believe? We should believe in the fact that God is good. We should believe that God wants to bless us. We should believe that God will bless us. We should believe that we are protected. We should believe that God is at work in our life, both to will and do for good pleasure. We should believe in such an intimate way that we know that it's already done. Jesus said, if you believe in Mark 11:24, if you believe that what you have asked for, you've already received them, you will have them. I want to encourage you, stand in faith. Don't think that you have to, create this thing. You got to muster it up. Jesus said, "I say to you, all things for which you pray and ask, believe that you have received them." You don't have to labor. You don't have to try harder, harder, harder. Just simply believe that God has heard the whisper of your heart and you have the request that you've asked for. Join me next week as I continue this theme that can move mountains.